It is, Neil Atkinson. It is a transfer committee show. It is one that's a video as well. We might try and get some graphics on it, but you can see how these people interact on their remote transfer committee to work out what Liverpool should do this summer. As ever, credit goes to John Furlong for creating the game and advising, and Steve Davis, Russian for those who know, for pulling in the fees and the money. The rules are as follows this year. $54 million to spend, plus anything you get in, minus 20% for agent fees and contract payouts. So bear that in mind, but you'll also need to balance the wage bill. We'll come on to that in a second. If Liverpool should make any signings before this is recorded, and this is being recorded on Wednesday, the 26th of May, so if in the time between when we record this and it goes out, they buy Konate, that's not our fault. The fee is taken from what you would have to spend. If not, you have a free hand. So far, all of these people have a free hand. It needs to be a plausible amount of work we can achieve with the rest of the summer in terms of both ins and outs. It has to feel as though we can do this with our resource of time. We don't want to spend more than 165 million of it unless you're doing it all on one player. So if you go in excess of 165 million, it's got to all be done, the whole whack, on one footballer. You've got to think about homegrown players. That is worth bearing in mind in your conversations. We got into a bit of a sticky situation with that last year, everyone. I'd like you to not fuck it up again. So bear the homegrown rules in mind. And we also need to take into account AFCON, which will definitely be taking place next January, and there's no avoiding that. The player that a wage receives is broken into the five categories. The current breakdown is as follows. Liverpool have got 10 lows, 9 mediums, 9 highs, 7 super highs, and 0 megas. Now, the exchange rate is as ever complicated. It is 2 lows to 1 medium, 2 mediums to 1 high, 2 highs to 1 super high, and 1 super high and high makes up a mega. That's broken down in terms of pounds a week. It might be available to be seen on this or downloaded. I might just see if I can attach it this year to the MailChimp thing and send that out to everyone.